He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. Well, as you may or may not have known, I've been traveling for the last almost 2 months now, and the shows that I have been bringing you have been pretty much pre-recorded for the last, I don't know, three, four, five shows, and that's why the show notes didn't get where they were supposed to be on time, not partially. That's because I missed a code line when I was programming everything to automatically dispense. But at least the shows were up, so I apologize about that. I am back in the United States, and we are recording today from an unknown location. And we are almost finished with our travels, another week or so. And next week, we will have another show Thursday from yet another different location. You may or may not be able to recognize that when it comes up. But in any event, I did want to bring you a show because Black Friday is coming up, and I wanted to give you my thoughts on that. Also, I want to quickly talk about this really cool new Microsoft mouse that I purchased specially for my voyage, and it's worked out really, really well. We'll talk a couple seconds about that, and then we'll briefly mention about CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, that's coming up in January. So without further ado, let's see what happens here. Now, again, I'm not in the studio, clearly. I am doing this entire recording off my Surface Pro laptop, and the camera is built into the Surface Pro, and the microphone, which is why the audio sounds horrible, is because I'm using the internal microphone within the computer. So let's see what happens here. All right, here we go. And now we are going to bring up Chrome. There we go. All right. So we are on show 434, and everybody knows how you subscribe to the show notes, which will be on a more regular basis, I promise. But first, let's talk about this absolutely phenomenal mouse that I bought. It's a Microsoft mouse. I've never had a Microsoft mouse before. This is the modern mobile mouse. It's light, for sure, portable. And it's wireless, and it works pretty much not only with any Surface Pro, but anyone who has any machine device that has Bluetooth 4 technology, this will work. What I like about this mouse is, first of all, it's very it has a very low profile, so it doesn't stick out. It's easy actually to put in your pocket, and everybody likes to have a mouse in their pocket, but this is a very small mouse, and it works so well. The ergonomics are great, and I like the scrolling button on it, and it just works flawlessly. It takes two AA batteries. Also, the back of this has a magnetic, the scrolling is magnetic, and the backing mount is magnetic, so there's no pins that you got to pull in and out to get this to work. It works, as I said, flawlessly. It works seamlessly, and what I like about this is it will connect up to three computers, and it also supports, as I mentioned, Bluetooth. So a very nice mouse. This costs about $30. If you go on Amazon, there's another mouse very similar to this profile that sells for $20.99, and this mouse is not made specifically for the Surface Pro, but this is 2.4 gigahertz, Bluetooth 3, Bluetooth 5, noiseless, and it's rechargeable. So what's nice about this mouse is it's rechargeable. It also has the low profile, and if you check right there, this is where you could recharge it or use it on a wired basis. So for $20.99, either one of these mouses, the $30 one or the $20 one, if you want to go with the 2.4 gigahertz, works quite well. I highly recommend them, and they're a good buy. They may or may not be on sale for Black Friday. I just don't know. Now, here's another piece of software that I highly recommend. It's not free. It's made by O&O Software, and they do a real good job with pretty much everything they make. Their software is really good, but this is called O&O Safe Erase 14. This has some outstanding features. Your personal photos, confidential documents can easily fall into the wrong hands when you get rid of your PC or that old hard drive. So if you use this product, and it will permanently erase all your files, and they're not going to be recovered. It goes to a military standard of erasing everything, and it's pretty much foolproof. But there's more that I like about this. When you're surfing the internet, your browser usually stores internet files unnoticed by your hard drive. It just stores these things. And they can provide a lot of personal information about the websites you visited or passwords you've entered. And it doesn't matter whether you have your cookies on or your cookies off or your data's been entered on forms or browsing history. You don't want that information out there. This particular product will erase that from your browser each time you use it. And once they're deleted, again, they're gone forever. So this is a very nice tool for security. And I think you will definitely find it useful. Also, it's great for erasing any kind of memory sticks that you have, USB sticks, things of that nature. So, you know, give that a look. I do use it, and I do like it. Now, here we go. This is, for me, the de facto standard of where I go for websites when it comes to Black Friday. This is BFA, you know, bfads.net. That's bfads.net. There's no better site, in my opinion, for Black Friday than this. What I like about it is, one, it has every single ad that's out there right now for Black Friday. The second it's leaked, the second it comes out, it appears on this website, including Costco and Sam's. Costco usually never lets their ads out. The second they're leaked, and they're always leaked, they're on this site. As a matter of fact, everybody's ad is on this site, and I love it. The next thing that this site does that I also find extremely helpful, instead of me going through every single ad trying to find out what the good buys are, this does it for you and for me, which makes everybody's life easier. Now, for example, what it does nicely is it divides everything up into categories: electronics, computers, tablets, electronics, TVs, toys, games, movies. You get the general idea. So if I was in the market, let's say, for a TV, and I highly recommend this one. Here's a Samsung 82-inch QLED 4K UHD HDR Smart TV. And Samsung is about as good as you're going to get in this business for televisions. Believe me, they are, I think, the best out there. $1,700. This is available on eBay through a reliable seller. And 82 inches for $1,700. That's hard to beat with a stick. I'll tell you, that is a good, good buy. Another phenomenal buy is at Walmart, believe it or not. They have, a Samsung 55-inch LED. And again, you're paying for the name there, but that's a decent buy. The killer buy of all of them is, if you're in the market for an LED, this Hisense 50-inch right here, 4K LED, this one's at Best Buy for $200. I'll tell you, Hisense may not be a recognizable name brand, but when I go to the Consumer Electronics Show every year, they have a booth that is absolutely enormous, and their technology is jaw-dropping, so I would never have a problem buying a Hisense TV, never. So if you're looking for one, you're not going to find anything cheaper than $200 for a 50-inch TV. And if you do, let me know. I also would point out, if you're nervous about buying off of eBay, if you take a peek at the Samsung line, I guess we're in the battery saver node. Okay. If you go to the Best Buy, you'll see a Samsung there for a 70 inches for $550. Phenomenal buy. So that's also a great deal. So check that site out and you will know what the best buys are. No pun intended there. Also, another tremendous value and buy is this Roku streaming stick. There's no better value out there when it comes to streaming than the Roku streaming sticks. This is $29. It's HD, voice remote, TV controls, long-range wireless. This is a killer buy for $30, and I promise you, you will love this. You will get your $29 back in content in 1 week. There are so many things to watch on this, movies. It just goes on and on. It will hook up to every major streaming site there is out there, Netflix, Hulu, Stars. You name it, it will connect to it. Some of these are subscription-based, but there are hundreds of thousands of movies and other pieces of content that are deployed by this Roku streaming stick. It is a great buy. And last but not least, friends, 2020 CES is coming up January 7th through the 12th. I will be there broadcasting every day live, showing you the latest in technology. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in future episodes. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.